Back on Friday, five of the Capitol Press Corps' most respected journalists took the stage to give their assessment of what's been going on during the past couple of months. The Florida Times Union's Tia Mitchell thought one of the biggest political casualties has been Governor Rick Scott, even among some of his most faithful supporters.
They, you know, feel pushed out and that they no longer have his ear. And I think that's very surprising because these are the people that helped him get elected and, again, still support him publicly, but everyone's kind of scratching their heads and don't understand what he's doing.
What struck Politico Bureau Chief Matt Dixon is how so much session activity is driven and controlled by non-elected legislative staff members. As a result, he said, only those lawmakers in senior positions of leadership have a real clue as to what's going on.
It really kind of comes out if you're able to grab a member on the floor and try to get a question to them, one that's not used to media coverage or doing interviews. It often can kind of come through that even if it's a policy area they're supposed to know, they don't often have a huge grasp on it. And I think there's some term limit issues and some things involved with that. But it's from a behind the scenes perspective, staff makes the ship go. And I think that's sort of more global and not specific to this session, but certainly applies.
Mary Ellen Kloss with the Miami Herald was intrigued by all the personal and political animosities between people in the same political party.
I sense this year a level of distrust that I haven't seen in a really long time between the chambers. I think part of it is driven by the ideology and the fact that the Republican Party is kind of the foundations are really feeling a tension within. You've got some moderates in the Senate. You've got conservatives in the House.
The debate over Medicaid expansion, Kloss said, only served to intensify and focus the bad feelings, which ultimately led to the regular session running into the ditch back in May and forcing the June special session. All that lingering bad blood also had Capitol Press Corps veteran Bill Cotterell concerned.
Since 1970, I think every year somebody says, or I'll say, man, it's never been like this. But I kept thinking this year, it really has never been like this. This was completely new to all of us. And I don't think it augurs well for the future.
For News Service of Florida's Jim Saunders, much of the session breakdown could be traced to the determination of the head of the Florida Senate, Andy Gardner, to expand Medicaid.
President Gardner just kept pushing and pushing and pushing. I think also, you know, a lot of his Republican members, I think, I don't know this for sure, but I think if you gave him the truth serum, probably wanted that issue to go away. And I think probably a lot of Republican House members, or some, might have actually supported Medicaid expansion, except for the fact that their leadership was so strong against it.
Nearly a full hour of additional analysis and observations followed, but the Capitol Press Corps will have little time to rest and recover this summer. As we've learned in the past few days, there will be at least one more special session coming up next month, along with a number of legislative committee weeks to follow starting in September. That'll lead up to the 2016 session that begins just a few days into the new year. You can hear the Reporters Roundtable in its entirety this Friday evening at 7, right after Capitol Report, right here on WFSU-FM. And for WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.